He's been at the airports, obviously, when many people were coming back with the virus.
We are prepared to respond as the situation evolves.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode, the Northeast grapples with COVID-19. But first, in addition to a $5,000 fine, Siena College's Division I men's basketball team must vacate all of its victories and stats from 28 players from 2015 through 2018, after the NCAA found several violations in the program under former head coach Jimmy Patsos. Patsos, who was fired from the private college in Albany County in 2018, allegedly gave cash payments and provided long-distance rides to players. The NCAA says Patsos also directed the former director of basketball operations, a non-coaching position, to provide coaching to the team. The NCAA says Patsos acknowledged some of the violations, but claimed he misunderstood the rules. Siena's program will be on probation for 3 years. Patsos, who has not coached since being fired from Siena, faces a 3-year show cause order severely restricting his ability to coach at another college. Siena was also punished over the behavior of an athletics booster during the investigation. That booster is not allowed to have any contact with the program until 2023. The NCAA found Patsos paid players between $60 and $100 apiece after victories at least twice every season, which it considers an impermissible benefit. The punishments do not affect the current men's basketball team at Siena, which won the regular season conference title and begins tournament play on Wednesday. Well, the head of New York State's Port Authority has tested positive for coronavirus, and Governor Andrew Cuomo's health officials are releasing a plan for possible school closures if a child is found to have the illness. Meantime, the state is manufacturing its own hand sanitizer to deal with a shortage of the disinfectant product. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Cuomo, in what has become a daily briefing on the spread of the illness, says the executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Rick Cotton, has tested positive for the virus. Cotton is in quarantine at his home where he's recovering. Cuomo says Cotton had been overseeing arrivals at the busy JFK International Airport in recent weeks and may have contracted the virus there.
He's been at the airports, obviously, when many people were coming back with the virus. He'll be working from home, and now the senior team that works with Rick will also be tested. So several of them may be on quarantine, and they'll be working from home.
New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker, also at the briefing, says he's working with the State Education Department, also known as SED, to devise a plan for potential school closures if a student comes down with the virus. Zucker says the plan is for the affected school to close for 24 hours to do a cleaning and assessment of the situation and then decide whether to reopen the school or keep it closed for longer.
You have a positive case. You want someone to go in there and clean the environment. And at the same time, the department working with SED will try to investigate to figure out where did that child get end up positive. It may just be obviously in the community, but let's try to get a little bit more information, and that's the purpose.
The health department is also working with the Federal Centers for Disease Control about a longer closure of public schools in New Rochelle in Westchester County, where there's a cluster of cases. Cuomo says the region is a significant hotspot for the virus. The governor says while the illness so far has not been severe in children, the strategy is to contain the spread wherever possible so that the vulnerable populations like the elderly and people with underlying medical conditions are not exposed.
The image in my mind is 9-year-old Johnny goes and kisses his grandmother, and now there's an issue.
The governor says he is concerned for his own mother, Matilda Cuomo, who is 88, and he says he's urged her to keep away from public gatherings. The state has recommended that nursing homes in New Rochelle suspend access to visitors and says that other nursing homes around the state should consider limiting their visitors. Cuomo says for now there are no plans to suspend the legislative session or limit crowds at the Capitol, where hundreds often come during session days to lobby and hold demonstrations. He says the strategy is to impose restrictions where there are multiple cases of the illness and urge caution, including hand washing and social distancing everywhere else. The governor also announced a practical solution to the hand sanitizer shortage. Prisoners at the Great Meadows Correctional Facility will be manufacturing 100,000 gallons of a hand disinfectant solution each week. Cuomo, trying to add a light note to grim circumstances, demonstrated the use of the product, saying it is better than what's on the market with a 75% alcohol content.
It also has a comes in a variety of sizes. It has a very nice floral bouquet.
The hand sanitizer, which costs the state $6 a gallon to make, will be distributed for free to schools, local governments, and healthcare facilities that need it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Communities are responding to the first cases of COVID-19 in Berkshire County. WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes reports.
Over the weekend, news broke that a hospital in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was treating the county's first case of the spreading disease.
We received information from Berkshire Medical Center notifying us that there was a presumptive positive result for coronavirus and that the resident was from North County.
Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer says the city of around 43,000 is organizing in response.
We continue to talk often and meet for preparedness planning. We have an internal team that's working closely with local, state, and federal public health officials. And so we are prepared to respond as the situation evolves while we continue to do long-term planning.
With the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting 164 confirmed cases in 19 states and 11 dead from the virus, Pittsfield is preparing for the worst.
It's not impossible to imagine that it may continue to expand in Pittsfield and the Berkshires, but we have got a really great network in place, and we're ready to respond and activate decisions as the situation evolves.
Tyer says the city's first line of defense is to follow state and federal public health protocols. Pittsfield is setting up a page on its website specifically dedicated to providing information on coronavirus. For now, Tyer says the city is not moving to cancel public events in the face of the virus.
At this point, Pittsfielders have to decide for themselves if they want to participate in large-scale events where there is a lot of people. I know that the public schools has made some really good decisions about traveling outside the country, traveling outside the county. They have started to cancel the spring concerts that were scheduled.
North Adams is the county's second largest community with around 13,000 people, 20 miles north of Pittsfield. The public schools there got a thorough cleaning over the weekend.
We got a couple of disinfecting foggers. So really these are just handheld devices you can kind of go through and clean a whole classroom with a disinfectant solution.
North Adams Mayor Tom Bernard says the city is also convening its own team to prepare for the virus, including the schools, the public safety department, and regional partners like Berkshire Health Systems, the Boards of Health, and Tyer down in Pittsfield.
The coronavirus risk in Massachusetts and in Berkshire County, even with a presumptive case, still remains low. But, you know, we're still in flu season, and it's high. So that's why everybody, myself included, is focusing on these kind of, basic hygiene best practices that prevent the spread of disease everywhere. You know, washing your hand, avoid touching your eyes and your face, surface cleaning, which is what they're doing in the schools, covering your mouth when you cough.
While the nearby town of Clarksburg has closed its public facilities through March 13th, North Adams remains currently open for business and is not canceling public events.
I've asked that question through the health inspector, and so far they haven't felt we need to take that step. Do I envision a situation where we might make that decision? Yeah, it's going to depend on what the next couple days bring, and as we move through this phase of now having a presumptive case and seeing what that means for us.
According to the state, as of March 8th, including the patient being treated in Pittsfield, there are 27 presumptive positive cases of the virus and one confirmed case. As of March 3rd, 719 state residents were declared subject to quarantine, 470 of whom had completed monitoring. A Pittsfield family who visited rural China and returned without displaying coronavirus symptoms was ending its quarantine Monday. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast and wash your hands. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.